Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to week two of The Climb. It's Monday, and Monday means that it's time to reflect on what we learned yesterday. So if you missed yesterday at Sugar Hill Church or watching us online yesterday, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the sermon replay. So just go to sugarhill.church and then go to the resources. When you get there, you'll be able to click on sermon replay. And I want to encourage you to go back and be a part of that time. But today, part of what I really want to encourage us to do is to stop this morning and take a moment that gives us pause. You know, when we talk about getting on the climb, when we talk about preparing ourselves for the climb, the one thing that we must always be sure is, what is the reason for which we're climbing, and are we indeed moving forward? I mentioned yesterday, one of the things in climbing, you don't want to have to go back and reclaim the same territory over and over and over. You know, when I think about all the things that many of our senior adults have witnessed, it's amazing to me. I saw where yesterday a 100-year-old man celebrated by skydiving. I don't know about that, but I'm telling you, that guy has lived to see a lot of life. Countless stories filled with love and joy and laughter, but also probably some profound brokenness and tragedy and death. And the fact is, in the middle of it all, I'm sure that there were times that that man, maybe you, have questioned God, whether or not he was good or whether he even existed. But at the end of the day, the answer for us is yes, indeed, he is. And we settled that to such a significant degree in yesterday's sermon. I want to encourage you, go back and listen to that teaching again, because the words that the psalmist carry is a tone similar to the psalm of Psalm chapter 40. You see, this psalm reads like a winding road, like a snapshot of our climb. We're on a climb, and it gets a little steeper, and then it flattens out, and then the path gets narrow, and then there's a cliff to our right, and we can't step too far. And at the end of the day, I think we recognize on our climb, we know what it's like to be stuck in a desolate pit at times, waiting on the Lord. I think we know what it is in times to in our life to be poor and in need of the Lord. And I think we know what it's like to be rescued and to sing a new song and have a new song to sing and to be delivered so that the climb continues. You see, I really believe that consistency in the climb might be one of the most critical factors. Yesterday in our worship, in our teaching, we talked a lot about the fact that we have to have this significant foundational reasoning for which we are on this climb. But in Psalm chapter 40, this psalm really is pretty passionate. It's a snapshot of the various chapters of King David's life, because there's times that we hear David cry out from the pit of destruction, and at times we see him singing a new song. We see his feet firmly standing on a rock, and there are moments of deliverance and moments when he's overtaken by his own sins. David's life is all over the place in Psalm chapter 40. So I want to jump into this and listen to this text with me real quick. It's a relatively short psalm, but I really do think it will help us. The scripture says, I waited patiently for the Lord. I love that perspective. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined me and he heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry bog, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. I love what that looks like. Now, if you skipped on down to verse 9, it says, I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips. And as you know, O Lord, I've not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I've spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. Listen to the rest of this. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my feet. My heart fails me. Listen, you can see the ebb and flow of life. Listen to me, my friend. If you are on the climb, then at the end of this day, there are going to be seasons that are unpredictable. And this psalm reminds us that God is more steadfast and yet faithful still. That God has wonderful plans like he did for David for you. That he's preserved David's heart and he preserves yours. He has David. He is David's help and he is David's deliverer and he is yours. The psalm even says that the Lord thinks of David. God is mindful of him as he is mindful of you. And in all of David's ups and downs, God proves himself worthy to be trusted and praised. And all of the ups and downs of your climb, God has proven the same. You and I, we will grow old, and on this climb, we will most definitely have our times and our seasons of tragedies and joy. And I would just say as a blessing, may we have eyes to see the faithfulness of God. May we remember he is worthy of our trust, even in our waiting, even in our failures, and even when our enemies pursue. May we have the grace to sing a new song, a hymn of praise to our God, our helper and our deliverer. Because as the scripture says in Psalm 40, verse 17, you are my helper and my deliverer. My friend, on the journey, on the climb, he is your helper. He is your deliverer. Claim that today. And make sure you jump over to achuckallen.com and check out today's blog with a new homework assignment and some really challenging work to get you on the climb and staying on the climb. God bless you, friend. See you soon. Bye now.